Relay for Life, Saturday, October 12th, 9am to 9pm at Deaton Park Leisure Centre.
Yeah, g'day, welcome along. This is that very special podcast that Jade and I are doing for the Cancer Council and the Relay for Life Wollongong. It's going to be a massive day, Jade.
It's officially kicked off. The countdown is on to the 12th of October, where Kerimacan Oval is going to be turned into a hub of activity, and one of those activities is going to be doing laps. 12 hours of power.
Doing laps.
I know.
My feet are sore just thinking about it now.
Lots of other stuff going on throughout the day too. Yep. And of course, there is a serious message behind Relay for Life, and that is to hopefully find a cure for cancer, stop people and our loved ones suffering from the hideous disease. We're going to be catching up with a couple of cancer survivors this hour.
Yeah, we sure will. We're going to be doing a chat with Jo Spicer, who's a wonderful author as well. She's been through cancer. She's been through cancer with her children and her husband. Have all helped her along with that ride. That's a horrible slippery slope of cancer. Going to catch up with the teams and find out how the teams get ready for it as well. Don't know why we're publicising Team AHM, because Team Wave FM is going to be so much better than Michelle and her team.
Don't say that.
There's also the guys from the Cancer Council. They're the important people that we want to catch up with and find out their perspective on how and where that money goes in the local area. So Grant Plekis and also Sari, who are both really heavily involved in the Cancer Council.
And also in the mix, we have Mark Slay. He's a patron of the Cancer Council this year, so we'll be having a chat to him, and Stuart Barnes, who is on the board for Relay for Life. It is going to be a massive event. You'll find out all the details you need to know about Relay for Life 2019.
Here's Grant Plekis, Community Lead Cancer Council New South Wales.
G'day, Grant. How are you going this morning, mate?
Yeah, I'm going fantastic, and really appreciate you all coming on board and supporting us the way that you have. It's a fantastic partnership, and we look forward to really seeing your team grow and having the impact out in that track, making a lot of noise. And I'm a bit worried or a little bit nervous about the Mankinis, but look, it'll work.
Mate, it always works.
Hey, look, I don't know. It's so bad it's good in whatever way, shape or form. Hey, Grant, Relay for Life, like your whole journey with the Cancer Council, that you began it all as a volunteer, didn't you?
Yeah, I started at the first Relay for Life in Wollongong, actually. So that was back in 2000, we started planning. So I've been involved with that Relay for Life since day one, and it's to see it on ride through its highs and lows and to still be a really good event for our community and, raising some really good money to help out people affected by cancer. It's just, it's great to be part of.
Mate, I think one of the big things this year is the format change. So for anybody who might be listening now, just remind us about the format change. We know about it because we're a part of it. But for many people, it's not that whole 24 hours anymore, mate. Just fill us in on why the change in the concept behind Relay for Life and what that's going to mean for you guys.
Yeah, look, over the 20 years that it's, or 18 and 19 years that it's been going, it has been 24 hours. And look, times have changed. People's lives are busy. So what we're really encouraging is to people to be as flexible as they like, come down for an hour or anything up to 12 hours and really enjoy a new format that will see it accessible for everyone. It's not a whole weekend commitment. It's only a Saturday, and we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have rides. There's going to be food stalls. There's going to be so much to do in a crammed into 12 hours instead of spreading it over the 24. And look, we reached out to the past participants, and look, the overwhelming response was they wanted to look at a format change and try something different. So it's great.
Yeah, mate. Well, look, we've spoken to a lot of people in this podcast series and a lot of people here at Wave FM. And mate, I think the thing that everybody has said is that, it affects everybody. Mark Slay, your patron this year, has said that he enjoys the Hope Ceremony. We were talking to Michelle from Team AHM about that Hope Ceremony. We Jade and I personally love doing the Hope Ceremony, but again, as we said to Michelle, we've got that love-hate relationship. Yeah, it's a tough part of the night. And when will we see the Hope Ceremony take part this year at Relay for Life at Beaton Park there?
Yeah, so we're actually going to finish with the Hope Ceremony this year, so that's really exciting to take people on that journey of it's a bit of remembrance to start off with, because we do want to acknowledge, give people that space to acknowledge and remember those people they may have lost. But then we're going to take them out of that and finish off with a happy lap of hope, because there is still hope.
Yeah.
The money that we're raising and the difference we're making in the community and further abroad provides hope. There's hope out there for people affected. And like you said, so many people are affected by cancer or know someone that is. So it's important that we still provide that hope at the end. Mm.
So, Mark, speaking of the... Grant, speaking of the difference that the Cancer Council makes, like where exactly does the money go that you guys raise at Relay for Life?
We're very lucky in our local area. We have the accommodation facility at our Kira Lodge, which is right near the hospital.
Mm.
We have a manager from the Cancer Council there, full-time staff member. That's funded by, the money that's raised in our community. And he's there full-time to help people who are going on that cancer journey through diagnosis, through treatment, as well as their family and friends who can stay at that accommodation. And if they can't get there, we also manage a transport service that we allow people to access if they need transport and they can't have any other way to get there. So those two things are really key in our local community. But on the back of that, it gives us opportunity to engage with so many more people to provide information and support that anyone needs in our community. So we're there for everyone.
Saturday, the 12th of October 2019, starting at 9 a.m, finishing at 9 p.m. The Cancer Council's Relay for Life is just getting stronger and stronger with a new format this year. Karen McCann Athletic Track, Beaton Park Leisure Centre there, right in the heart of Wollongong. Grant, you'll obviously be joining Team Wave FM this year.
I'll join. I don't know if I'll wear the Mancini, but I'm happy to join.
Oh, bugger. That was the only thing I wanted him to do, because nobody else is going to wear one. It's only Grant.
It's the old trick. I'll tell him it's fancy dress and no one else is.
Yeah, that's right. How did you know?
Mate, great to catch up. And we absolutely love being big supporters of the Cancer Council's Relay for Life. We look forward to seeing you on the 12th, brother.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your support.
Here's Mark Slay, patron of the Cancer Council.
You and I did the Relay for Life not so long ago at Shell Harbour. We continue our support for the Relay for Life. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. I love Relay for Life.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's kind of putting your thoughts into action, or it's a proactive way to support those who have had cancer or have cancer and their families as well, and continue that fight, raise funds for research. One in two people will be affected by cancer in their lives.
Really, it's just extraordinary.
So out of you and I, one of us is going to get cancer. Like, that's stat's scary.
Yeah, it really is. So this is our podcast special as well. We're going to be catching up with a whole lot of people over the course of the podcast, talking to some of the people that matter within the Wollongong Relay for Life. Now, just for those that are thinking about putting a team together, the Wollongong Relay for Life this year comes in with a brand new format. Saturday, the 12th of October, it starts at 9 a.m. It's a 12-hour format. It's going to be finished then at 9 o'clock at night. So it's a brand new format. And the bloke that we want to catch up with is actually the patron of the 2019 Wollongong Relay for Life. He joins us now, Mark Slay. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well, mate. Patron of the Wollongong Relay for Life. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, do they give you like a special crown or a big gold chain that you wear around your neck like the Lord Mayor?
Not P. Diddy.
That's a fantastic question, and I'm still trying to work it out myself. But obviously, incredibly humbled and proud to be involved in this year's event. I think what you pointed out is really relevant. I think cancer is just it's an insidious thing that it doesn't matter who you're talking to, it touches us all. And I think anything that we can do to take ourselves one step closer, the relay being a great example of getting this thing out of our lives, is a fantastic thing. And coming out and supporting Wollongong Relay for Life on October 12th is a really great way of continuing that process.
Now, mate, look, a good friend of ours is Grant Plekis. Of course, he's the community leader of the New South Wales Cancer Council. He actually told us, as the patron of the Wollongong Relay for Life, it has a new format now. It goes from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. He informed us that you actually have to walk the entire 12 hours as patron. So good luck. Get some new joggers.
Yeah, he's a great bloke, Grant, isn't he? They do a fantastic job over there at the Cancer Council. I think one of the fantastic things that I've learned is that the Cancer Council, 94% of their funds come from events such as this. And to allow Grant and his fantastic team to be able to continue to fight the fight against cancer, it's events like this that are so important. So I'm more than happy to spend 12 hours, and I'm well and truly in training on the treadmill to be out there on October 12th for the 12 hours, and I'd love as many people as possible. Wollongong's such a great community, and I've been here for a long time and I've made a lot of friends, and I'd love for as many people as possible to come out and walk a lap or walk for an hour or walk for the day with me. But it's going to be a fantastic day on October 12th.
It certainly is. Well, we look forward to seeing you in your patron crown with your big gold chain, doing the laps and doing it for a good cause.
Good on your day. Thanks.
Here's Joe Spicer, local cancer survivor and ambassador for Relay for Life.
Right now on the phone, we've actually got Joe Spicer, who is the Relay for Life ambassador for 2019. Joe, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really,
really
well.
Good, Joe. Okay, Joe, you are the Relay for Life ambassador for Wollongong for this year because cancer is something that you've had to deal with not once but twice in your lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was about 39, I had an abnormal pap smear, and that turned out to be SYN3, which is the precursor to cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That eventually ended up being a hysterectomy for me, so that was sort of a big decision at 39.
Yes, huge.
And then 6 years later, I had a lump in my breast, and I thought, is there going to be any female parts left on me? And, of course, because you think breast cancer, but actually it turned out to be lymphoma, which is one of the blood cancers.
Yeah.
And that caused 2 years of chemo. I had about 6 months in remission, and then the tumours came back, so then another 2 years of chemo, so all up over 5 years. But the good news is my current check is that I'm stable, so that's exciting.
Yeah, what's your message to people that do get that diagnosis? Because, as we said earlier, the stats are that one in two people will get some form of cancer in their lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. When I was diagnosed with cancer both times, the thing that was worrying me was all the emotional and daily life impact that it would have, you know, because you can't work when you're having treatment. These were the things that really were distressing and traumatic to me. And my background's as an author, so I interviewed lots of people and actually got together all their first-hand tips and strategies on how to handle the impact of cancer on your life. So I think the message is that there's lots of support out there for you, great organisations like the Cancer Council who provide all sorts of services. And if you've got friends, if you've got family who are willing to help you along the way, accept it. You know, don't try and bear it all on your own. Try, you know, reach out for help and you'll be amazed at how wonderful the world of cancer can be.
Joe, if you think back to, you know, that first time when you were diagnosed with cancer, can you just, I'm probably an extremely lucky man that, you know, nobody in my family has been touched by cancer, which is really rare, and I'm really thankful that hasn't affected anyone in our family. But what is that initial reaction, and what was it like for you? You know, when you go in to see your doctor and then they do the tests and he calls you back and he says, come in, what is that like?
It's the worst feeling in the whole world. It's like going to an exam and waiting for results, except it's not just about, you know, maybe waiting for your HSC results to get into a chosen career. It's about your life. And so you go back with all the fear and trepidation of getting a judgment over your life. So you go in thinking, am I going to be okay, or am I suddenly going to have a death sentence over me? And when you don't have the knowledge about how cancer can be treated, I think we still get scared about that word. And so, if you know, all these fears that people have, I think the only way that you can get over them is to read about other people and listen to stories of other people about how they've overcome it. And then I think that knowledge helps you, those initial fears and reaction that you have, to be put into perspective. Because when it's the first time at anything like this, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. Mm. And you have all these questions running through your mind. And I was thinking, like, what's going to happen to my kids? How can I go to work? How am I going to survive treatment? Is my hair going to fall out? Am I going to die? You know, these are all the things that are running through your head.
And like you said before, it's so good to be able to connect with other people who are going through a similar journey like similar journey to you, and that's why Relay for Life is so good, because you are connected with other people that have been through the cancer journey or have just been diagnosed or that they've lost somebody to cancer as well, and it makes you feel like that you're not alone. And I think when you've got that sense of community and support, it can really help you get through tough times like a cancer diagnosis.
Absolutely. The day's going to be absolutely fantastic that's coming up, and I've been to other Relay for Lives, and every event is brilliant in connecting with other people who, as you say, have gone through the experience or are still going through the experience or who have lost someone. So it's just really awesome to connect with other people in similar circumstances.
And as the ambassador, you get to walk in front of the marching band with your stick in hand and lead the marching band for the first lap, and I reckon that's going to be absolutely awesome too. You've got a great mantra, Joe. Just let everybody listening know about your awesome mantra.
My mantra is survive and thrive.
Yeah.
You know, it's about getting through it in the best way you can and just moving forward and living your best life every single day so that you can thrive. You know, that's the thing, survive and thrive. We've got to get through it and then be better for it.
You're an absolute champion. That's also the title of her latest book series too. So if you want to grab that, just go to Joe's website, Joe Spicer. That's J-O Spicer, S-P-I-C-E-R.com. Joe, great to catch up with you. And we'll be the two idiots running amok on that day. And don't forget to come and have a lap or two with Team Wave FM, okay?
Sure will. Can't wait to see you guys there.
What a legend. Kerrin McCann, Athletic Track, Beaton Park Leisure Centre, Saturday the 12th of October is the Wollongong Relay for Life. Look forward to seeing you there at 9 o'clock sharp and doing a couple of laps.
Here's Stuart Barnes, Chair of Relay for Life Wollongong.
The podcast special of the Cancer Council's Relay for Life for 2019. So just a couple of the key details that we need to know. Kerrin McCann, Athletic Track, Beaton Park Leisure Centre, Saturday the 12th of October. A new format this year, Jade. We love this because everybody's busy, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's busy.
And it's like I've got kids, so doing the overnight thing with Relay for Life, it's not going to end well for anyone.
Yeah, and my four
my
kids.
Children involved.
My four kids would end up walking into somebody else's campsite.
Oh, no, that's right.
Dad. So, you know what? It has been done before, but now that there is a brand new format, 9 a.m. through to 9 p.m.
It's doable.
It's so doable.
We could do the whole 12 hours.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I like what you did
12
there.
12 hours in my sneakers. Oh, can you imagine the footwear and the socks?
Oh, no, but just imagine the steps that you'd get up on your Fitbit.
Oh, you would.
Like, honestly, I'd smash my 10,000 step mark. Like, I haven't done that since I got the Fitbit a year ago.
We should try that and see how many steps we actually take. How many steps do you actually take over the 12 hours? I reckon we do at least 150,000.
I don't know.
Do you want to do it?
Maybe we should do bets on what the step count is and then see what it is.
But I will do the whole 12 hours then.
Well, yeah.
I will. Why not? Yeah, let's do it. We'll find out how many steps I actually take.
Okay.
Oh, Christ. Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
and
bloody
it's recorded
hell.
Too.
All right, Stuart Barnes is going to join us right now.
He's heard that too, so
He is the boss man, the chairperson of the Wollongong Relay for Life. G'day, Barnesy. How are you?
I'm well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Look,
and did you,
a pleasure.
And you could say thanks to Straney for committing to doing the full 12 hours as well, which is nice.
I will. I've got that written down, and I'll report that to the group.
Stuart, thanks for joining us. All the best. You take care.
So Relay for Life, new format this year, as we said, 9 till 9. I think it's a great change up for the event, which means more people can get involved and they're not so daunted by the prospect of having to walk for an entire weekend.
Indeed, yeah. And the way it's worked in the past is it's taken everybody a lot of time to prepare, a lot of time to load up the car and bring the tents and everything you need for sleeping overnight. And we figured that, as you're absolutely right, people are time poor. So let's kind of make it achievable. It's such a great cause. And if we want to increase our numbers participating, then this is a way to do it.
So as the chair of Relay for Life, what was that conversation like when, you know, all of you as a group get together and say, okay, how do we make this more achievable? Where were the steps? Take us inside that ballroom and that meeting, Stuart.
Well, I think as you begin to look at the way it's gone in previous years, you kind of, and you listen to the people, which is the first thing, you get that comment all the time. So when we brought it to the table, There was some discussion because people do love the camping out, and there are some elements of people who will be disappointed by what we've done, but the majority of people, this was their comment. So we were listening to the people and we decided that this was really worth a try. The response we've got since then has been great, just like yourselves, that we find this much easier to do. They will still have a base where they can work from on site, so we'll be encouraging them to bring their, you know, picnic covers, their cabanas, and set that up as their team base and headquarters, so they can go back there all during the 12 hours. But we think it's a really effective way. The other messages we're very keen on doing is that it's a fun event. It's a fun way of addressing a very serious problem. And we want people to enjoy their time there and to do a little bit more. It's not an endurance race. It's not a sporting event. This is more a community event where people can come, have fun, but also, of course, raise money for what is a really great fight, and also acknowledge those people around on the site. And these are really important people who are either survivors or people who are caring for people on their cancer journey.
Now, Stuart, besides doing some laps for cancer and the fight against it, what other things have you got planned for the day, for the 12-hour period?
Well, a load of rides. So there'll be the big slide. We can get straining out the top there and throwing down backwards. Or maybe you'd prefer the teacups, which are very a little bit more sedate. loads of rides, loads of kids' activities, a full program of things for the kids to do through the 12 hours. We've got a really special opening ceremony, which will be followed by a lap that survivors and carers walk, and we stand around the side and applaud them. They then go off to a very special morning tea where they can share some of their experiences. We've got a full stage of entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, and we finish the event. So if you want to do some laps and come back at 8:15 with what we call our hope ceremony, which is where we acknowledge those people that have lost their battle with the journey against the fight against cancer, but also talk very much about those people who are survivors and the work that the Cancer Council is doing in finding cures. And it's a really great way to put your arms around those people at that ceremony who are very special to you and think about, you know, why we're there as a community that day.
Mate, I know that you say, you use the word community a lot. The thing that I find most amazing about the Cancer Council and the Relay for Life in particular is, yeah, sure, it's about the Wollongong community coming together, but it's that love of community and that sense of being together. Relay for Life is, in fact, its own small community itself, isn't it? I mean, it's beyond Wollongong, it's beyond Kiama, it's beyond Nowra, it's beyond the Southern Highlands. If you are a part of Wollongong Relay for Life, you are your own community. You know people there. We all love one another, and it really has a special feeling, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, you will meet people when you come to participate on this. You'll just be walking around the track and you'll see this person. Maybe they've got a purple ribbon around there, which is a survivor ribbon.
Survivor, yeah.
And you can go and they'll chat to you. They'll talk to you about it. And you can, as I said, put your arm around them. These are really special people. And, Lord knows, unfortunately, we all know people like this, or we've all unfortunately known people who have succumbed to it. But the community, this awareness and this coming together on this day to highlight this is really so special. And, I've been involved in for the 19 years, and it's a really special day. It was a day and a night, but now a day where you can share. And sharing helps everybody on their journey.
Yeah, it certainly does. We look forward to seeing you Saturday the 12th of October for the 12-hour Relay for Life. Jade and I are going to be there for the time. We're bringing a Wave FM team, Jade. I'm looking forward to just inviting people to come on board the Wave FM team and be a part of a special day.
Well, that's right, because there'll be some people that are like, oh, I don't really have much of a group to get together. Mm. I don't want to walk the track by myself. Yeah. Like we were saying, it's all about community, and so anyone's welcome to join the Wave FM team. We'll take anyone.
Absolutely. And we don't want, we'd love you to do that and to gather that Wave team. But we also say to people, if you want to come on your own, if you just want to come and walk two or three laps, you know, and be part of it and raise a bit of money, but also share that experience, feel free to. If you want to come as a couple, but if you want to come for 1 hour, come for 1 hour. If you want to come for 12, come for 12. It's about flexibility. You might want to pick the times when we're there. You might want to come for a little while, you know, and do a couple of laps, go away and have lunch and coffee with somebody and come back again in the afternoon. It's a flexible format. We would just love to get as many people participating as possible.
Well, we know that we're going to get the stack of Wollongong there. Can't wait for it. Karen McCann, Athletics Track, Beaton Park there, the Leisure Centre. Stuart Barnes, Chair of the Wollongong Relay for Life. Great to catch up, me old mate. You take care.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for your support. We really appreciate it.
Here's Michelle, team captain of AHM.
We're catching up with so many amazing people, and I know that Wave FM is putting in a team.
This is
where you and I can get very competitive, not with each other, but with other teams.
Oh, right, yeah, so we can be like, our team's bigger than yours?
Yeah, that's right.
We're raising more money than
our
you.
Our team is always bigger than every other team.
It's not
one of those sorts of competitions, but you know what I mean? Like, our team is going to be massive because we've got all of the Illawarra on board with us.
That's right. And if you want to join Relay for Life but you don't have a team, you can actually join Team Wave FM.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're just, and I say this nice, you know, in a nice way, if you're just sort of a family and you're just the four of you and you know that your involvement will make a difference, but you don't know anybody to join a team, join our team.
Maybe you're the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
and you
yes.
just got no friends or no family. Maybe you're new to the Illawarra and you're like, oh, I want to do something good.
I want to help.
For the community.
Yep.
You can get on board the Wave FM team.
Team Wave FM all the way. We're going to catch up with someone now who's already put together their team. Those dirty, filthy teams over there at Team AHM. Michelle, how are you travelling, mate?
Hi. I'm very good, thank you.
Team AHM.
AHM is my...
Your health?
Yeah, my healthcare.
Yeah, right.
My health fund.
Don't suck up to her now.
We're fighting. I'm already on Team AHM.
Oh, here we go. You've ruined it, Jake. You've ruined it.
But for this, I'm Team Wave FM. I'm turning my back on you guys. Sorry, just for 12 hours.
Oh, that's all right. We're happy for that. For a great cause.
Yeah, it is a fantastic cause. It must be wonderful for you guys at AHM to come on board with Wollongong Relay for Life and a whole new format this year.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to do 12 hours. We normally only have a couple of people sticking out the 24 hours.
Yeah.
So this year everyone's going to stay for the whole 12.
Yeah, there's no excuse, isn't it? It makes it more manageable because you're 12 hours, you go like, meh, I could probably do that.
Yeah. Oh, we could even jog a couple of laps, you know. Don't worry about walking. We'll jog a couple of laps.
Okay, you've said that now.
We'll hold you to that.
Yeah,
okay,
see,
no worries,
yeah, I heard it.
Yep. All right, so AHM will donate $10,000 to Team Wave FM if I jog a couple of laps. We've got that. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Nice donation. Already picking up the cash.
Maybe $10. Yeah. No, AHM's really awesome. We get our fundraising dollar matched every year from AHM. So
sweet.
We've been doing it for 10 years, myself personally 15.
Wow.
And the way AHM team, we've raised about 95,000.
Just
over the years. So this year we're hoping to get over 100.
Extraordinary sort of dollar,
get
Shell.
Over the
well $100,000
dollar mark. That is great.
So Michelle,
So that's our total for our 10th year.
Have you had a bit of involvement with cancer at all? How has cancer touched you, and why did you decide to take part in the Relay for Life?
Probably when I started 15 years ago, it was just to get involved with a great cause and a great organisation and help them raise some money. Within the last few years, I've had my cousin passed away from cancer, and it's actually her anniversary today. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So she was in her early 30s, passed away 3 years ago. So I've just got more passionate about it since then because it's a memory of her. Because I used to do it with her as well. She used to join my team and we'd walk the laps together. So it's just gone from that.
And it really is, it's, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, for Jade and I, You know, I have a real love-hate relationship with the Relay for Life, and it's only because I love supporting it so much. But then that hope ceremony, I come unstuck every single year, and it doesn't matter which Relay for Life you're a part of. I come unstuck all the time. It's not hard not to be emotional because it's such a wonderful event, and it's the time that we all of us together will just stop. We remember, we think of those people that we love, and you know, again, it's a love-hate thing because I love to do it, but I just, that's that.
We
it's
hate
those,
it.
It's those moments that you hate. Well, it's like, come on, I hate doing this.
I think we hate the fact, too, that we need to do it because, cancer is such an insidious disease.
Every family that you talk to is touched by it.
Yeah, in one way, shape or form. And it's so good that you're involved and you can do something positive in your cousin's memory. So we'll be all thinking of her on the 12th of October when we take to the, is it an oval?
Take to the track.
Is it the track?
Yeah, we'll take to the track.
Okay, take to the track for Relay for Life.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a massive 12 hours. Really looking forward to catching up with you, Michelle, and that hope ceremony that we'll all be hugging you for as well, and many other families that we'll be hugging along the way too.
Look out for Team AHM. We have a great costume this year. We dress up every year, so that's something that we all do, and whatever the theme is, we have an awesome costume for it. We've won it 3 years in a row now, so we're hoping we win Best Dressed again.
What are you getting dressed up as this year?
Yeah, is there a theme this year?
The theme is Time for a Change, so I don't want to give too much away.
No, it's all right, it's okay. What's your theme?
No, you know that he'll try and steal it.
No, we've got
a great theme.
What is it this year, Shell?
No, I'm not telling.
Michelle.
We'll have to wait and see.
Michelle, what is your theme this year?
What's Time for a Change?
We're changing. Something's changing.
Oh, so you're changing your gear while you're walking? What's the go there, eh?
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll give you a tip. You may see us flying around the track.
Oh.
Are you going to go from caterpillars to butterflies?
Oh, never know.
Oh, you've picked it, Jane. You've picked it. Look, see, she's like, oh, no.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, now well, she's thrown us a bum steer. She's thrown us a bum steer and told us who we got it. I reckon it's not that at all now.
No.
Michelle from
Team... Actually, we thought we had a fantastic theme until we seen the Cancer Council's poster and it had a big butterfly on it. We were devo.
Michelle from Team AHM, great to catch up. We look forward to seeing you Saturday the 12th. If you want to support the event, all of the details are at Wave FM. There's links to so many teams, so many great people that are taking part. We look forward to seeing you there, Shell.
Excellent. See you then.
Relay for Life, Saturday, October 12th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Deaton Park Leisure Centre.
Now, Sari is actually from the Cancer Council, the Community Relations Manager. I love that title, Sari, but so important, the Cancer Council. What does your job entail at the Cancer Council?
My job is to run all the local community fundraising events in Wollongong. So it's a really fun job. So I do Wollongong Relay for Life, Stars of Wollongong, Australia's Biggest Morning Tea. And it's a really vital job because all the funds raised from these great events do go back to our local community.
Okay, Sari, so you're one of the people that has organised Relay for Life for 2019. Tell us what you've got in store.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a really great day. I've been working really hard with the community over the last few months. We've been planning some great new things to add in on the day. So this year we're going to be having rides, which we haven't seen before at Wollongong Relay for Life. And then, as always, we're going to have some really great food stalls, a kids' activity area, lots of stage entertainment. So there's going to be a lot to do on the day, and we've made sure it's really fun. So if families bring their kids along, there's plenty to do.
Look, there's been a lot of talk made about the whole 12-hour thing, going back from 24 hours down to 12 hours. It's really achievable for anybody who doesn't have a team to join the Wave FM team and, of course, then raise heaps of money for the Cancer Council, and that's what it's all about.
Definitely. I would definitely encourage anybody to come on board, joining the Wave FM team. If you haven't seen Relay before, it's a really great day out, and every single person always leaves with the bigger smile on their face. So it's definitely going to be a good day to join in.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know that we're going to be a part of it, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 12 hours, we're certainly going to be there. Can't wait. It's going to be at Beetaloo Park Leisure Centre. And for all of the details, one place to go to, wavefm.com.au. Sari, we look forward to catching up on the day, eh?
Perfect. Can't wait to see you then. Thanks, guys.
Relay for Life, Saturday, October 12th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Beetaloo Park Leisure Centre.